This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It takes two quarters of economic shrinkage to be called a recession, but just one quarter of growth to end one. Today, there's news the 17 countries that use the European single currency are growing after a year and a half of contraction. The collective growth rate, annualized, works out to be 0.3%. Not much, but more than expected. The BBC's Steve Evans is in Germany's capital, Berlin. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Whom do we have to thank in Europe for this statistical achievement?
I think we have to thank the people all around me. I think we have to thank the German economy, which grew faster than expected, and it's starting to pull the Eurozone out of recession. Now, unemployment remains very high in lots of places like Spain and Greece, but the growth is at last going in the right direction.
The French did pretty well. Here's a surprise, Portugal. Did you see that?
I did see that. 1.1%. Yeah, I mean, they will take that here in Germany as signs that the very bitter medicine is starting to work. Now, one quarter does not a trend make, and there may well be special factors in the case of Portugal. All the signs are that German consumers, notoriously careful with their money, are starting to be a bit freer with their money. And that, for example, has an impact on Portugal, because Germans go to Portugal for their summer holidays. So the tourist industry in Portugal is starting to take off. We're not out of the woods yet. There are crises remaining in bits of the Eurozone, but the broad picture is positive, and positive is better than negative.
After six long quarters of economic contraction in the Eurozone, the BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Thank you.
You're very welcome.